Afghan attack. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says yesterday's suicide bombing outside the Kabul airport could be just the start.
The national security team the president met with this morning advised the president and vice president that another terror attack in Kabul is likely. And they are taking maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport and in the surrounding areas with our forces as a result.
13 U.S. service members were killed, as well as 169 Afghans. Psaki says President Biden meant it when he said,
"We will hunt you down and make you pay."
I think he made clear yesterday that he does not want them to live on the earth anymore.
More than 100,000 people have been evacuated through the Kabul airport. Thousands more are trying to make it out before Tuesday's deadline. Tony Dandio is the oldest driver to win a harness race in New Jersey. The 86-year-old guiding Stick That Lip Out to a 2-length victory at Freehold Raceway today. I'm Tim McGuire.